Rockin' Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
It's 6:39. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
The late Rush drummer Neil Peart has been honored by his hometown of St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, after residents voted to rename the popular Lakeside Park Pavilion in his honor. The newly changed name, the Neil Peart Pavilion at Lakeside Park, is located in the Port Dalhousie? I think I'm saying that right. It's the Port Dalhousie area of the town, which inspired his lyrics for Lakeside Park from Rush's 1975 album, Caress of Steel. Neil was loved by his town. Port Dalhousie Councilman Bruce Williamson said, quote, "The public voting on naming is obviously fairly conclusive. Neil Peart's been one of our most famously local individuals, and a lot of his songs have local roots, including the namesake park." During Peart's upbringing in Dalhousie, he developed the joy of reading and learning different sports. Neil once said, quote, "Port Dalhousie in the late 50s was a magical time and place, perfect for boyhood, quiet streets for ball hockey, the lake for swimming, skating at Martindale Pond, the library to feed your growing appetite for reading, and hordes of other baby boomer kids around there to share it all with." Sadly, Peart died on January 7th from brain cancer. He was 67 years old. So there you go, paying tribute to probably, I'm going to say, the greatest drummer in rock history, in my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, there you go. Something nice this morning. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I go from something nice to something creepy. On this day in rock history, 1977, tragedy hit with Alice Cooper while he was on tour. The rat that meant to be dinner for his boa constrictor bit the snake and killed it. Cooper wept and said that it was like being hit by your Wheaties, and vows to replace the snake. So the boa constrictor that he used on tour got bit by the rat it was supposed to eat and died. Yeah.
Talk about a turn of events there. You know?
Yeah. That's one mean rat. I mean, did the rat survive? Did they keep the rat? What happened? I don't know.
I don't know. What is it about rats and mice that are just fearful? Even elephants are just like, God, get that thing away from me.
Their beady little eyes and their sharp teeth. Killing boa constrictors, for God's sakes. Anyway, there you go.
I'm going to keep my cat inside today.
Yeah, just in case. Until it finds that rat that's got a shank. Like, oh, try it, cat. I swear to God. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.